Amen. Jesus said, I am the light of life. He who walks in me, actually he says believes, but if you research that word believe, it doesn't just mean believe, like Sister Tammy was saying. It means to believe means to walk the walk and talk the talk. So Jesus is saying, whoever walks the walks and talks the talk of Christianity will not walk in darkness. Amen. So if you're there, say, Lord, how do I get to the light? And he'll tell you. Shine on us. Your light of your face shine on us. Lord, let your light of your face shine on us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us. Lord, let your grace from your hand fall on us. Lord, let your grace from your hand fall on us, that we may be saved, that we life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light fall on us.
Something the Lord spoke to me in the prayer room. Hallelujah. And perhaps after listening to you tonight, this is the reason why. At least I know in part. We'll find out the rest. Praise the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 5. We'll start there. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you allow me to talk to you for just a couple minutes tonight upon this topic? I am not abandoned. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you say that? I am not abandoned. Let's love him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. When I was in prayer, it was verse 11 that came to my mind and spoke it out loud in prayer. You will show me the path of life. And just this one line kind of implied something to me that I just might be involved in something that I just can't quite see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's kind of like the impression, you will show me good in this. you ever stop to think about Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, we know this is a psalm, a prophetic psalm. It's talking about the Lord Jesus. We know that Peter quoted it on the day of Pentecost. Others have written various sections of this in their writings and have quoted it and have referenced it. But in reading this tonight, I'm just sort of skimming off the top without desecrating the fact that it's prophetic scripture, talking about the fact that the Lord's body would not be left in the grave. However, it is very much about that as well, because in order to get to that path of life, what I want you to see is, you will show me the path of life. It's that something great is coming, but there's suffering first. There's that yea, though I walk through first, before I see the path of life. It's that stuff we go through that some of you have quoted tonight about struggle and persecution and tribulation. Though the trial of your faith, right? Be strong. It will come forth as gold tried in the fire. See, that's the other side of the scripture. Though it be tried with fire, it shall come forth as gold. Thou wilt show me the gold. Praise God, I'm not going to be left in the fire. I'm not going to be abandoned by God. No matter what I go through, I am not abandoned. Even when I'm in the thick of things, I am not alone in the thick of things. Thou wilt not leave my soul in the thick of things. Praise God. And that's enough to excite me. No matter what we go through, God knows how to get our minds in the right place, even when we're in the wrong place, we feel like. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If the Lord can have his mind in the right place and he's bleeding on a cross, praise God, surely you and I can go through a few things. We have not yet resisted unto blood, Hebrews 12. But yet Jesus submitted himself, and God made the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. We're being reminded tonight that although we want to bear about in our body the life of Christ, that there are times when we bear about in our body the marks of Christ and the suffering of Christ, the types of things we go through as a result of being a child of God, because we live righteously, because we are sanctified, because we are holy, because we are no longer of the night nor of the darkness, but we are children of the day. Sometimes that puts us in places we really don't want to be. There are things for us that we must pass through in order for us, in our way, to be shown the path of life. Right. For Jesus, he came to do what he came to do. And I was going to talk a little bit about that tonight, but we'll reserve that for another time. The Lord knows best. But he had testified, this is why I was born. I was born to die so that you could be born to live. And on Calvary's cross, he felt what it was like to feel abandoned. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you can feel forsaken, you're not alone. Don't go to the prayer room and say nobody understands, because you're talking to somebody that does. You're talking that to somebody that knew, although he had felt abandoned, that he was not abandoned. As he had said in the days of his flesh, I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. Praise the Lord. And you're not alone either, no matter how dark your night, no matter how stressful your day, no matter how many challenges, even if it feels like all of a sudden the enemy's having a heyday in your life and things are going wrong. Hey, sister, you can expect trouble when you shout on Sunday or on a Tuesday. Praise God. Don't be all that shocked. If there's some spirit out there that doesn't like it, don't be all that shocked. You just rejoice yet the more. Praise God. The apostles, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they got stripes put on their back, they didn't go suck their thumb and say, oh, woe is unto me. No, they went back and said, I'm thankful that I was counted worthy to suffer shame for such a great name. And you're right, we got to sing. If we can sing about this name, we must become willing enough and strong enough to endure some stuff for the same name that we sing about. Hallelujah. Jesus' name is a separator. We're not like those who can just end a ceremony in the name of Christ. We pray. And I'm not mocking anybody, but we like to say the name of Christ. Christ is who he is. He's Messiah. He's the anointed. He's the sent of God. He is the voice of God in Scripture, under the prophets, and within the law. But it was that day that old Gabe went up to Mary and said, when you bring forth this child, you'll call his name Jesus. Amen. He'll be called the Son of the Highest, but his name is Jesus. Jesus' name is the separator. Praise the Lord. He said, you're condemned already because you don't believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Son of God is who he is. Begotten is what he was, but his name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's his name that will sometimes put you close to hell. Thank you, Jesus. But you're not going to be left there. Even when you die, you're not alone. You're not abandoned. In death, the Lord will remain with you and will show you what he promised that he will show you on the other side of your veil of tears, and that's life. Aren't you glad about that? Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited that I'm not abandoned. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Every promise of God is true. God cannot lie. You can, but he can't. Hallelujah. If God makes promises to you, why don't you make some back? If he said, I'll never leave you, why don't you tell him I'll never leave you too? Yeah, but I don't know. Sometimes, no, I don't want to hear all your thumb-sucking type of talk. Just tell him, I promise I will never leave you. Amen. Make a vow, because you can keep it. You've got power with God to keep your vows. Don't be afraid to keep your vows. He will not abandon you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because you will show me the path of life. Amen. And sometimes you need to say that when you find yourself in the path of death. Praise God. When you find all the circumstances not hunky-dory, not the way you really want them to be. Hallelujah. Jesus knew. Didn't stop him from going through some stuff. We're going to go through some stuff, but we're not going to be abandoned. Thou wilt not leave my soul here. Praise God. But he was willing to put his soul there. Thank you, Jesus. Please try to hear this tonight. He's a parallel to some stuff I'd like to pass on to you and I in our life, that he was willing to put his soul in a place where he knew it would not be left. So I could say to all of us, what are we willing to go through? I'm not saying that we're trying to volunteer. We're not signing up for struggle. We're not getting up in the morning and saying, if there are no takers, you know, it's not like in the classroom when the teacher asks a question and, you know, you got 17 hands that go up and somebody wants to be the first one to give the answer because I know the answer. Yeah. And he says, anybody want trouble today? And I mean, it don't happen like that. Just remember, life is life. It's as Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And even Jesus said, just in case you don't get it, I'll help you get it, that in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But what did he say? You're not abandoned. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And if he's in you, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. But there are just times that on our little Main Street address, we just have to be reminded, thou will not leave me here. I am not going to be left here. So somehow we've got to find in God the strength to endure until the other side of what you're going through appears. Because it will appear. And you're right. Don't glorify what you're going through. Meaning, in this case, being in God now, don't glorify it. Meaning, don't pay so much attention to the tribulation and the trial that it absorbs you and causes you to lose sight of the fact that, yea, though I walk through the valley, every word counts. You're not always going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You're not always going to go through tribulation and trial. Your faith is not always going to be on trial. You're not always going to go through the ringer. You're not always going to be put in the pressure cooker. But if you are, you've got to remind yourself based on the word, he will not leave me here. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There are times when God has spoken into my heart over the miles and just said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. And I needed that, Sister Tanya. I needed that at that moment because I knew what he was trying to say. I felt like a lot of other stuff was trying to follow me and clobber me in the back of my head. But God was there to say, no matter what you're going through, goodness and mercy is going to be right behind you, watching your steps, guiding your steps. God doesn't stop directing your path just because you've walked through a dark moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've gone through a struggle. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about that tonight, aren't you? Let's just love him a little more here. I'm almost through. If I could narrow it down to a physical illustration without demeaning any of the spiritual application, it's kind of like Jesus saying, I was born so that I could get you off the side of the highway. Praise God. Stuck, abandoned, broken down, no cell phone, can't call for help. In the middle of nowhere. If I don't show up, you're not going anywhere. And Jesus said, I was manifested to rescue you from your abandonment. Remember the lesson of the Good Samaritan. What was found? It was somebody beaten and left for dead on the side of the highway. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus is teaching lessons to all these stuck-up people who think they know everything about God. He said, I want to show you what I do. Ouch. To all these people who exalt themselves against other people. And he gave the lesson of the Samaritan man that saw somebody that was abandoned. Abandoned by the priest, abandoned by the Levite. We could say it because we do in church. We take our liberty and we just say, abandoned by church people. I'm so thankful for what did happen a few nights ago. That person was not abandoned here. She was not thrust out here. She got the best of care whether she liked it or not. And this is the thing that I'll be talking about at some point, the Lord willing, called 'Tis the Season. Part of it is we wonder when it's season to win people to God, to reach for people. And the truth is it's always the season. Amen. It's always the season to do good. It's always the season to do the right thing. Jesus said, look on the fields already. They are white already to harvest. 'Tis the season. It's the season. You don't have to wait for the season to arrive. It's here, praise God, to be everything that God has called you to be. And to be a people that know I am not abandoned. Hallelujah. And to be used by God to pass on what we know, even when we're not in the best of things going on, that has not altered who you are. Don't let it alter who you are. There are people who are abandoned right now. They don't have any hope. And you're that Samaritan, praise God, who knows that God did not leave my soul in jeopardy when I got in jeopardy, praise God. But he came and rescued me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do not ask souls permission to preach to them. He said, preach the word. Preach the gospel to every creature. If they don't like it, shake the dust off, but keep on going. You don't have to fast and pray till your belly button falls off to find out if it's the will of God for you to reach out. It's the will of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the season. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will not leave my soul in hell. Have you ever, let me ask you this question just to get right up in your face. As a child of God, Holy Ghost filled, Jesus' name, everything we know is right in the Word of God. Have you ever felt abandoned? Have you ever felt forsaken? Have you ever felt that God just somehow is just not, you're not on his Christmas list? You're not getting a card from him in the mail. Your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. You're not getting any. You don't feel God. If you can say no, good. But if you say yes, I've been there. Listen to the words of the Lord, because he's speaking about himself long before it happened. He said, because I have set the Lord always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He stayed on the cross. We know this. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, being found in the fashion, in form as a man, because he was a man, and because his purpose, he was born to die. So if you want to celebrate the birth of Christ, I'll get into it real quick here. If you want to celebrate the birth of Christ truly, then you can't do it properly by just acknowledging a Savior was born and getting all Christmassy about it. Because he was born to die. You can't celebrate the birth without celebrating why he was born. True celebration of the birth of Christ was the fact that he came to rescue a loser like you. And he came to make sure you were not abandoned, that you were not left. He was not left in the grave so that you would not be left in the grave. He got up so we could get up. He resurrected so we could resurrect. He died so we could live. That's why he was born. He was born so that he would not leave us and not forsake us, and that we would not be left abandoned. That's why he was born. He was not born to give you a holiday. He was born to make you holy. He was born to sanctify you. He was born to give you a salvation that when you get in trouble, you have what it takes to endure the heat. Praise God. Come on now. We got what it takes to endure. Stop crumbling under the pressure. You're not alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is testifying long before he was formed in the womb of Mary. The word of God was speaking in prophecy saying, praise God, I'm going to be glad. I'm going to go through some rough stuff, but I'm going to be all right. Oh, God, give me your mindset. Hallelujah. So when I see the snow falling, I'm like, oh, God in heaven. I could just think differently. See, we just want to show up as a diamond. We just don't want all that pressure that makes the diamond. Right? We want the testimony, but we don't want to go through what it what it's going to take to get the testimony. We just want to win souls, but we don't want to be thrown in jail. We don't want to go through rough stuff. We don't want to deal with stupid people. We don't want to have to endure with people that have no idea. The truth of the matter is we've got to be willing to accept it. Accept the whole journey. And no, he will not leave me. He will not. I am not alone. I am not abandoned. We've got to become willing and obedient unto our calling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you set the Lord always before you? Well, if you haven't, that's probably why you're in the shape you're in. If you set him before you, you'd have something to hope for and look for and to reach for and to know is coming. If I set the Lord before me, then it doesn't matter what I go through. I just know if I go through it, I'm going to find the Lord. Yes. Praise God. Amen? All right. Landing gears, hit the runway. Not that you care. But watch. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. He maintaineth my lot. I'm kept. Praise God. You are kept. The scripture says we're kept by the power of God. That's why we must be born again. We must have that Holy Ghost. That is the power. Praise God. That's why I say so many times to these people that focus so much on the end times. You know what drives me bananas is their focus is on the disaster instead of the power. Jesus reverted their attention in Acts 1 and said, I want your attention on the power and not on the disaster. And he just got done telling them in places Sister Tanya was reading tonight and all the word of God, all the stuff that's going to happen. But I said, I want your focus to be on this. I want you to focus on the fact that you're not abandoned. Father, I pray that you won't take them out of their trial, but that you'll keep them. And then the apostles said, we're kept by the power. So Jesus was born to die so that he could turn around and said, I'm with you now, but I shall be in you. I want to get in you. Jesus wants to get in you so bad. He wants to step into your life, make you one so bad. Because you don't know how to fix you, but he does. Amen. Praise God. He wants to get in us and show us what it's like to overcome the world. Yes. It's a pleasure of God to overcome the world. It's a pleasure of God. He's not afraid of the fire, Brother Mike. Amen. I'll prove it to you in Daniel 3 with three boys that said, we're not bowing. No matter what we go through, we're not bowing. Right, right. Now, all you are bowing, but I'm not abandoned. I have the Lord. He's at my right hand that I should not be moved. No matter what you do, throw us in, King. But we're not bound to your stupid idol. Yeah. hallelujah, hallelujah. They threw him in, praise God. But then there was a Savior that said, I'm not afraid of fire. Hallelujah. I'll walk around in it with you. Hallelujah. See, you're not abandoned. You're not abandoned. So get your mind on the fact that Jesus is walking in the midst of your fiery trial with you. He doesn't leave you there and say, have fun. Praise God. I think I've made the point tonight. I hope I have. Hallelujah. I hope you believe what I hope you believe what the Word of God is saying. I hope you don't go out here and all of a sudden you just have a lousy week. And if you do, you do. I'm not going to say it. But don't. Praise God. Look, don't forfeit the victory by not being confrontational to the flame. Understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to say confrontational in a bad way. I'm talking about taking your stand. He said, stand fast in the liberty with Christ has made you free. Praise God. He said, having done all to stand, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? You're going to need it. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Yes. And we know what the Lord did when the enemy, because that's kind of how it is. We go to church, and we worship, we have a great time. Got the world by the tail. Devil, watch out. And then he makes the furnace seven times hotter. So that the ones that threw the guys in got killed by it. But this is how good God is, and this is when we make the Lord our trust. Praise God. As it said in verse 1 here, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I'm not here to fluff you up tonight. I'm just here to say something to you that I believe the Lord spoke to me in prayer. And so rather than get into some of the other things that we'll get into maybe Sunday, the Lord willing, just to tell you that you're not abandoned. Praise God. Every area of your life he knows about. You're going to get through this. You will show me the path of life. Jesus, what Jesus was saying was, and it's beyond, it was everything he had come to accomplish, but he said, in simple terms, I'm going to open my eyes again. I'm going to give up the ghost, but on the third day, I will rise again. It's like Dallas Holmes sings, right? I'll come again. I will rise again. Praise God. You can put me down, but I'm getting up. Now, he said that before he got put down. Praise God. And you need to say the same thing and speak the same word of faith that is in your mouth that you've got power to speak. I will get through this. I am not abandoned. I am not alone. I am going to see the light. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Let me just finish this here. There's so much good stuff in this. I hope you believe what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't worry so much about how you go through something, because how you go through it is your learning process. Be concerned about making sure you get through it, that you come out of it, that you don't break down for good in the middle of it. That you don't do stupid things in the middle of it. This is where we need to learn how to trust in God. There's a reason the scripture says that he was a sheep, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so opened he not his mouth. Some of us would get through our trials better if we would shut up. If we would learn how to be silent. In other words, if we would stop trying to fight the trial. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't read where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were kicking those strong and mighty men that bound them, fighting with them and throwing rocks at them and spitting on them and calling them a bunch of heathen, good for nothing, you'll split hell wide open.
Hallelujah.
They trusted in God. They trusted in God. They took their stand that they knew was not going to be good for them. Praise God. They knew they had the potential in their case of dying. Because there was a nerd on a throne that made something with his own hands and said, worship it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because when you make something, you're better than what you make. But he was too dumb to think of that. Instead, he wanted everybody to worship what he made. They said, we're not going to do it. If I have to take a godly stand that creates a fiery trial, I am not abandoned. I will not be alone. He will not leave my soul. I will not die in my wilderness. I will not die in my valley. I will not die in this fire. Would you love the Lord tonight? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Call on his name. He was born to give you a testimony. He shed blood to give you a testimony. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead, call on him. I'm not holding you back. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not here to spoil you rotten by a clock. We have no curfew here. Hallelujah. Reach unto God. If you're going through something tonight, that's why God sent me to this pulpit to tell you, you're not alone, you're not abandoned. I'm right there with you in your fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for never forsaking us. Hallelujah. Thank you for strength to endure. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will show us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will get through this. Oh, yes, I will get through this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As you continue to pray, let me say this without doing too much talking here tonight. Not everything you go through is just because of life. There is a will of God in your life. There is a path of righteousness in your life. And when you're yielded to God, as it was said here tonight, when you're yielded to God and you're sold out to the Lord, shouldn't be a struggle. Just be it. You have a path that you're on. Something, you have a course to fulfill. Paul said, I have finished my course. It's my time to depart. And he encouraged Timothy to finish his and fulfill his. And I'm saying the same to you tonight. You, every one of us, have a walk with God and things that God is doing in your life. And there are times when a Judas Iscariot arrives, when sleepyhead disciples who can't endure 1 hour to pray as he's agonizing in Gethsemane. And yet Jesus said, I've got something to do, and I can't let these things discourage me from doing it. Not every fiery trial involves just stuff in life. It involves your path, things that you and I must go through. Jesus said, I must go through Samaria. The apostle said, I must be here on this feast. No matter what you got to go through, make sure you get through it to get to where God wants you to go. Amen. You're not abandoned if you feel abandoned. Praise the Lord. Yes, you will not leave my soul on the side of the road. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, whoever needs to hear the word of the Lord tonight, let us all hear it real well. Praise God, you will not leave us. Hallelujah. You will show us the path of life if we're willing to endure. Amen? Amen. Amen. One more time, let's clap our hands to the Lord and love him. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So much to say here, but forgive me. This is a P.S. Thank you, Jesus. When nobody else understands, when nobody else gets it, there's a reason why Jesus was silent. He could have said a lot of things, but he knew the path he was on. He knew his end. He knew his purpose. He knew where he was going. He knew what he was there to do. And he did it in spite of everybody else. Just because others don't understand, don't let that stop you from fulfilling your course. They don't have to understand. And Jesus knew they wouldn't understand. That's why he told the disciples, as I told the Jews, I'll tell you now, where I'm going, you cannot come. But afterwards, you'll follow. So just obey God and do the will of God and know that God's with you. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.